This is Terry Mandel, DOD obtaining an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file of the firm Buchanan and Brugschmidt. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Natalie Wenzler, please note the following medical letter, period. Natalie is N-A-T-A-L-I-E. Wenzler is W-E-N-Z-L-E-R. On August 30th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient, period. I performed a physical examination today, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 35-year-old female, height 5 foot 4 inches tall, weight 170 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about September 11th of 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when she was struck on the rear passenger side, period. The other vehicle ran a stoplight, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, period. She was in a Volkswagen Tiguan, that's T-I-G-U-A-N, period. It is a mid-sized vehicle, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. Her left arm and right hand hit the vehicle, period. A ring on her right hand was broken, period. She had immediate pain in her left arm, comma, bilateral hips, comma, and later in the day to the next day had mid-back pain as well as right-hand pain, period. She also had neck pain, comma, low back pain, and bilateral shoulder pain, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing mid-back pain, period. New paragraph. This present mid-back pain is intermittent in nature, period. It lasts approximately 1 to 2 hours per day, period. It is described as a fatiguing and soreness with pressure sensation, period. It ranges in intensity on a good day to 1 out of 10 to a bad day out of 3 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating in nature, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Washing dishes is difficult, period. Doing laundry and housework is painful, period. Yard work is affected, period. She has difficulty driving over 30 minutes per day, period. New paragraph. Medication she denies other than over-the-counters for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition. Include over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient is as follows, period. That day she was seen at St. Vincent's Emergency Room on 86th Street, period. She had x-rays and was placed in a neck brace, period. Approximately 2 months later, she was seen at Athletico Physical Therapy, period. She was treated several months, including her neck, shoulder, and mid-back, period. She was seen at Ortho Indy and was having physical therapy, and an MRI was ordered of her mid-back, period. She returned to Athletico Physical Therapy, period. She saw her family doctor and was referred to Community Spine Center, period. She was then referred to Apex Chiropractic and Physical Therapy, period. She had treatment from approximately September of 21 to March of 22, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals HBLA 27 factor positive, period. This did cause eye inflammation, period. She denies arthritis, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals ACL reconstruction of the bilateral knees, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals she has never injured her mid-back in the past, period. She has never been in a prior serious automobile accident, period. She has never had a work injury, period. New paragraph. Occupation is a senior manager for a nonprofit organization, period. She can work full-time but has problems with prolonged sitting, period. On review of medical records, Ortho Indy Northwest visit April 13th, 2020. They did x-rays of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, were negative for fracture. Their assessment is number one, neck pain, number two, mid-back pain. Notes from athletical physical therapy discharge, July 16th, 2020. Patient is a 33-year-old female involved in a motor vehicle collision in September last year, period. She presented with neck comma, mid-back comma, and low back pain, period. She continues to report constant low-level pain, period. MRI of the thoracic spine, May 6, 2020 at Ortho Indy. Impression, no acute abnormality of the thoracic spine. Number two, multiple vertebral body lesions as described, favor to be benign hemangiomas, period. Ortho Indy MRI of the cervical spine, May 6, 2022, normal MRI of the cervical spine. That I gave you the wrong date. That MRI of the cervical spine was May 6, 2020, period. I did review some photographs of damage to the vehicle, period. On examination by me, May 30th, 2022, there were several scoping scars involving bilateral knees on examination of the skin, period. ENT examination was negative with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable with normal thyroid, normal range of motion in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There's tenderness to palpation on the mid-thoracic and right thoracic areas, period. There's heat on palpation. There was diminished range of motion of the thoracic spine, revealed diminished flexion, lacking 8 degrees of function, period. There was diminished strength in the thoracic area, period. Neurological examination revealed pulses normal. I'm sorry, neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Gait examination was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic impressions were number one, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number two, cervical strain and pain. Number three, lumbar trauma with strain and pain. Number four, left arm trauma. Number five, right hand trauma. Number six, bilateral hip trauma, period. Diagnosis one is permanent. Diagnosis two to six have resolved, period. The above diagnoses one through six are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of September 11th. 2019, period. New paragraph. All the treatment that she sustained and outlined above were all appropriate, comma, necessary, and medically reasonable as it relates to the automobile accident of September 11th, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book guides to the evaluation of permanent impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, utilizing table 17-3, page 567, class 1. The patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. As a patient ages, she will be more susceptible to arthritis in the thoracic region as a result of this automobile accident in question, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medication of a generic nature, both analgesics and anti-inflammatories at $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient would benefit by a back brace at an estimated cost of $250, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient should consider mid-back injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. The patient can benefit by some more massage and physical therapy at an estimated cost of $1,000, period. The patient can benefit at a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.